So the first question that we've been sent in is from Jess, who lives in New South Wales in Australia. And Jess asks, she says, Kane, I love the section on core values and also on goal setting. If you were to personally give the term success a definition, what would it be? Thank you, Jess. That is a fascinating question. So this answer, I'm gonna reference back to the start of the section and of goal setting. All right, do you remember when we looked at defining a greatest life vision for ourselves, and we looked at the tombstone, didn't we? The tombstone is how it is that we want to fundamentally be remembered by other people once we've gone. Now, the funny thing about being remembered by other people is that we cannot determine that, all right? We are only going to be remembered by other people based upon how it is that we choose to conduct ourselves and how it is that we have conducted ourselves throughout our lifetimes. So, if I was to define success, I'm guessing, because of the way that my mind works, success for me would need to be something that I was able to influence. Right? I've met so many people over the years who've defined success by the amount of money they have in the bank, by how much stuff they own, the size of their house, the size of their bank balance, the size of their car, some people even the size of their biceps. Now, whilst these things are nice, I understand that none of these things are strong enough for us to build a strong and meaningful life upon. So, if we understand that the only thing that we're able to control in life is how it is that we choose to respond or react to the circumstances, situations that we find ourselves in, then we'll also understand that we have complete control over who it is that we choose to be on a daily basis. Now, when we went back to the belief section of the course, we looked at the core identity coaching model, didn't I? We looked at the difference between what we do, you know, how it is that we choose to conduct ourselves, and then who it is that we fundamentally are. Well, if we are clear on who it is that we fundamentally are, then this gives us a choice as to how it is that we choose to be on a day-to-day basis. So, all of that being said, how I would personally define success is most likely different from how most people around the world define success. But this definition, I'm going to write it on the board for you, allows me to be in complete control of whether I'm successful on a day-to-day basis or whether I'm not. Most people's success in life is based upon the economy, upon whether other people choose to wheel and deal with them and interact with them, whereas success for me is based upon the choices that I make. So, success for me is being. It's not about doing, it's about being true to who I know myself to be. Full stop. And that is it. I'm not going to make success about anything that I do. Now, the reason why I say that, you might be thinking, but Kane, that's a funny thing, but success has to be in some way related to stuff that we do. Well, what happens if I lose the use of my legs or my arms? What happens if I get in a car crash tonight when I'm driving home? I get my spine broken or something like that, and I can no longer move. Would that then mean that I can't be successful for the rest of my life? Well, I don't want to think like that. And seeing as it's my life, I can think how I want. And this is the funny thing about life coaching. We all have exactly the same choices in life. But if you look at this, all right, we've looked at core identity, we've looked at beliefs, all right? This isn't even a bad thing. If I know that who I am at the core is loving, giving, caring, creative, passionate, honest, reliable, sincere, all of these things. Well, if I know that that's who I am, and I then choose to be incongruent or dishonest or greedy or something like that, well, that would mean that I'm not being true to who I am, which would mean that I'm being unsuccessful in life. What I have come to recognise, especially over the last few years, is that as I've stepped out and I've chosen just to be myself, like in this course, there's no bells and whistles, I'm not just reading from a textbook, I'm just being honest about my life's experiences so that hopefully you can understand and benefit from me, fundamentally. Whilst I've attracted a few more haters, I've attracted a few more loyal lovers and followers as well. And much of the feedback that I get is that, Kane, we love how raw and honest you are. I've even had feedback in some of my courses saying, Kane, watching your courses is like an aha moment per minute. That was one of the best ones, all right? Because I don't feel like what I'm talking about is that revolutionary. I'm just being honest. But if you think about it, if I'm being honest right now in this video, then I guess that what I'm being is successful right now. Because whilst you might have an opinion about it, there's going to be someone else who might just feel inspired, who's thinking to themselves, well, Kane, if you're just being honest about your life and your circumstances and how you choose to conduct yourself on camera, and you make money doing that, then perhaps I can do the same, which is very, very true. So look, what I'm saying is here, this is all to do for me with authenticity. Success and authenticity kind of go completely hand in hand. So being true to who I know myself to be means that I'm not holding anything back. It means that I'm doing my very, very best. And as things just so happen that I get financially rewarded for this as well. So I'm not a slave to a wage. I don't have to justify myself to anyone else, and for all intents and purposes, I'm fundamentally free in life, financially free, free within myself. I don't have any beliefs holding me back that I know of, although I stand to be corrected on those. But this means that I can just live the rest of my days being myself, being as creative as how I want to be, and being as successful as I want to be. So Jess from New South Wales in Australia, how would I define success? Is being true to who I know myself to be, which is fundamentally a choice that I can make every single day. Quite a liberating thought, isn't it? Hope this makes sense, and over the next few videos, we'll look forward to answering a few more fascinating questions that I've got here.